Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this grace that you so freely give through your Son, Jesus Christ, to set us free from the patterns of hate, of hurting others, to set us free to love as you have loved us. Lord, empower us by your Holy Spirit to hear your word, to be invited into your grace, that we may share the same love that you have given us. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So there's a story about a man who turned 100 years old. That's a pretty big accomplishment. And so the local newspaper sent a reporter to go interview this man and ask him, what's the greatest accomplishment that you can think of out of your 100 years of living? And the guy thought about it for a little bit, and he said, well, you know, I don't have any enemies. And the reporter nodded and said, wow, that's great. And with a gleam in his eye, he said, I've outlived them all. You know, that's one way to treat your enemies, just outlive them, outlast them. But what about you? When it comes to people that just rub you the wrong way, people that irritate you, that get under your skin, and maybe they just do more than irritate you, they're mean to you. They undermine you. They hurt you. How do you respond to people in this world when it's really hard to get along with them? Today, I want to share with you some words that I kind of wish weren't in the Bible, all right? Because they're really hard. They're really challenging. And as you hear these words, Jesus is inviting us into a relationship. And he says, as you grow in a relationship with me, this is how I want you to live. And so hear these words that are a high challenge also in this invitation that Jesus gives. And so he says, I tell you who hear me, all of you, love your enemies. Now last week we talked about, you know, around Valentine's Day that there are four types of love in the Bible. There's brotherly love, phileo, there's strego love, there's kind of this familiar love, there's this eros love, kind of this lust, attractional love. But those aren't the words of love that Jesus used. Here Jesus uses the word agape. Agape love is a love that is sacrificial. It's committed. It's saying, I'm going to give even when it hurts. I'm going to love even when I get nothing back. It's the kind of love that God has shown us. And so Jesus challenges everybody who hears us, love not just your family, but love who? Your enemies. How do you do this? What does this look like? Jesus goes on to teach. Well, this looks like being good, being kind to those who hate you. Jesus goes on to say, it's blessing those who curse you. Those who curse you, you're going to send back to them blessings. He says, pray. Pray for those who mistreat you. That's what it looks like to agape love, to sacrificially love even your enemies. Now, the world in which we live in a world where hurt people hurt people. Have you ever heard that? Hurt people hurt people. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Do any of you believe in that philosophy? Sometimes you want to, right? All right, if you are hurt, we want to hurt back. But Jesus is challenging us to elevate the love that we've received by the love that we give. He goes on to say, even more than that, if someone strikes you on the cheek, what should you do? Turn the other cheek. If someone takes your cloak, here's my tunic. If someone asks you, just give to them whatever belongs to you and do not demand it back. What do you think about that? I wish that wasn't in the Bible too, because I've got some neighbors, all right? There are some really good neighbors who, you know, if you lend them something, you're going to get it back kind of how you lend it to them. But there are other neighbors, all right, you know who they are, and sometimes I'm that neighbor, that when you get something, you use it, and maybe you don't clean it up as nice, or maybe you know it's not going to get back, or maybe you aren't going to get it back until you remember, I need that. Where is it? And your neighbor has it, right? You ever done that? You lend something out and you realize you need it. Jesus is saying, be okay with that. Give and give freely. This is what it means to love your enemies. Why is this so important? He goes on to say, if you just love those who love you, that's what the world does. If you just are good to those who are good to you, that's what the world does. If you just give to those who you expect repayment back from, that's what the world does. Jesus is calling us to be different. Jesus is calling us to love in an extraordinary way. Here at Thomas Lutheran Church, we've been celebrating that we as people of God, we are called, we are made to be different. That following Jesus makes us different than the world. In fact, this definition of different is what we've been working with. It means that we live a life that demands an explanation. That we live in such a way that people say, you're willing to do that? You're willing to love him or her? I don't get it. Nobody else likes him. And so when we live in such a way that demands an explanation, who gets all the credit? God does. Our lives, the way we love, gives glory to God. And God, the world sees Jesus in us. And so again, Jesus finishes up by saying, excuse me, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. And so my question for you today, to really think about and wrestle with, is this. What kind of love does this look like in your life? Last couple days, we had a marriage retreat called Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. And one of the last sessions, Mark Gunger, the presenter, talked about how to stay married without killing your spouse. All right, I don't know if you've ever wanted to just, your spouse makes you so crazy that you think about it, you wouldn't actually do it. Maybe you would. You wouldn't actually do it, okay? You can get wrapped up. But there are some times that we are attracted to people that are very different than us. And when you're dating and young in your marriage, this is fabulous. But sometimes after you get married for a while, those differences, instead of complimenting each other, it drives you crazy. And so maybe for you, this kind of love means saying, all right, to my spouse, I need to forgive you. I need to, instead of saying, I just want something back, to say, I'm going to start by loving first. I'm going to start by giving, and I'm not going to expect anything back. Maybe it's a kid that you've written off, a child, a teenager that you can't understand. What does this kind of love look like as you seek to love them in a way that has no demands back? That they might experience your love purely. What does this look like at work or at school? This love of your enemies, this love of those who mistreat you. Today, at my title of my sermon is to lead with grace. That as we encounter this world, I think it's so important for us to lead with this love that we have received from Jesus Christ. But the interesting thing about Jesus, he doesn't just lead with grace. He also leads with what? With truth. In John chapter 1, it says, this word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Now, we have seen the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Sometimes the most loving thing to do is to speak the truth. It's to let them know what's happening in their lives, in their hearts. I think one of the great truths of Scripture that Jesus is trying to say as we look at this passage, to love your enemies, I know I love the people that I know pretty well, but there are some people in my life that are hard to love. There's times that I fail in that, And so the truth, as I look at this word, it shows me that I fail at that. That sometimes I'm selfish and I'm not giving. I hold on to grudges. And what that shows me is that I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Maybe you're in that same boat today as you hear these words of Jesus. You're saying, I could never do that. That's impossible. Or maybe you're just overcome with guilt because you know you're not. Jesus says, I've come for you. I did that so you might have life, to experience both grace and truth. That's what Jesus accomplished on the cross. He took our failures and he paid for them with his life. By his sin, by his death, we are healed. And when you think about Jesus on the cross, who did he love? His enemies. Jesus on the cross, what did he do to those who hated them? He did good. For those who cursed him, Jesus blessed them through his suffering and death. For his enemies who mistreated him, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. On the cross, Jesus showed us this love. Where the Bible says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. No matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done, Jesus wants you to know this love, that you're never too far from the grace of God. But then he challenges you as you receive this love to follow him, to believe in him, to love others with the same love. So today I challenge you. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who mistreat you. And pray for those who persecute you. By ourselves, that's impossible. But by the strength of God, as we experience his grace and his love in our life, is it possible? You bet it is. May God work this love and life in you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we look at this world, there are so many things that are messed up. So many hurting people who are hurting people. Lord, even inside your church, thank you that your love covers all our hurts. Your love heals even the deepest wounds. Lord, help us to experience your love, your forgiveness, your grace that you have won on the cross by repenting and confessing our sins and trusting in you. And Lord, as we receive this amazing gift, help us to go in this world to be different, not like the rest of this world, but to love in a sacrificial way, in a way that demands an answer, that we may point others to the same Savior who died for us. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.